It was the right, her right original slippers of you know, early life. Nostalging under the tape, but they were too, you know, somehow she hadn't thrown them away, but they were too small for her to wear. And that's how funny. Matt was very, I mean, he's did the Matt, he's very funny, verbal Matt. And he's saying, yeah, you remember Lefty when all this? Oh, it was so funny. And she roared with laughter at it. I mean, it's a hell of a thing to see your heavy knife as a piece of humour. So, then at the end of it, the left foot said, well, I think I'll sing my song now. And nobody had heard this guy sing before, and he sings castrati. You know, like, full-blooded, and like you mean it. And he sings always about heavy, seamy matters. And he sang some with an accordion. And it looks deranged when he does this with the accordion. He sang Violin Time, was the song he composed. Violin! It's so fucking hell, it was a weird, wonderful, freaky event that was. Then it was the 23rd of November, you see. And I was meant to meet her to help her make her story funny, you know, like in the light of this. We're going to spend a few hours, got a few hours off. I didn't have to pay for them, they were in the house, these ones. And I said, well, I think we ought to sort things out in another way. I said, let's work out really how much money do you need? I mean, what's the sort of, let's look at it. What's the real requirement here? And so we looked at it in order that she could have something like an independent life. You mean?
Yeah.
Like get out and be in charge rather than in that situation. And it turned out that if you looked at the period between now and, say, April, May, she needed 10,000 quid to have got earned. It's not impossible, this, you know. It's not impossible. It's not going to happen by sitting around wishing. You'd have to really run on it. And he says, yeah, she's keen, but she can't get out and all the things. I said, well, you know, there's some things around here because, in any event, I've got to write a story for the National Theatre on the subject of mystic geography anyway. I mean, I've got a thing. I said, and in a sense, you're part of it now. I said, what? I didn't know what I say. I mean, because it's about mystic geography. Boom, boom, boom. And I told her the whole story, including Mike Jones and affirming and how, you know, how whack it was coming down the steps with your metal teeth in and tea goes on your head. And there you were, and now you leant on me in the queue. And then I thought, well, it might be you. But on the other hand, maybe I've jumped the gun on this. Yeah, as narrated on your tape. Anyway, so...
Did you tell what was on the list?
No, I didn't tell anything about this at all. No, but I told her, told her about it. No, I didn't know. No, I mean, I told her all the things that were something. What I'm saying is, there's nothing on the list that she's contravened. Mm. Like you said... But one of the things on the list was that this person coming into my life will be as enthusiastic about the music, lifestyle and humour of the Noofs. It's a very peculiar little knowledge that me and my daughter have got. Is what a fucking amazing time you have in St. John's. I mean, it's just beyond belief. You know, like a Flann O'Brien novel. Mm. Well, you go to Ireland, you say, there's probably actually a lot of truth in what Flann wrote, but... Sadly, it's not like quite like that now, but I believe it was, you know. It's sort of how you go, isn't it, in Ireland? Well, you go there, so they are. There's a bunch of Irishmen who found a worse place to live. You see, I have a 7-month winter. So, I mean, you can't work. No work that you could possibly do. Except, I mean, there's too much snow to shovel. You can't shovel snow because there's too much of it. Where are you going to put it? And so what they basically do is tell jokes and sing.